You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Patrick DeHaan, who is Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. When I gave you a quick call this morning, Patrick, I said you must be one of the most popular guys in the world to talk to right now. How are you?
I'm good. And then, you know, unfortunately, more popular to talk to lately. You know, I certainly don't like getting all these calls regarding high gas prices, but unfortunately, that's what's happening.
Well, and the good news is you may not be able to tell us the prices are going down right away, but you can try to help us understand why they're going up. So, I mean, at least if we understand it, we can maybe make heads or tail of it. What's going on this week? I mean, we're seeing gas go up again fairly dramatically.
Yes, you know, seeing a jump overnight to close to $3.90. Wholesale prices had increased last week, Thursday and Friday, and stations evaluated their cost and their margins apparently on Sunday, and stations were faced with much higher costs already Friday. For whatever reason, they decided to wait on raising prices until Sunday, and so they're simply passing along the increase that we saw on markets on Friday. So this actually is something we had coming down the line this weekend already. If you're a member of Gas Buddy on Facebook, we let you know. But unfortunately, that doesn't really make it any better. And you know, a lot of it, we still see some more price increases coming down the line, especially because of a major refinery in the Midwest, in Northwest Indiana, is undergoing maintenance.
Oh, boy. Really? They couldn't clean it later?
You know, they have a knack for doing this right around springtime as they prepare to produce gasoline for summer. They essentially go from producing winter spec gasoline to summer spec gasoline. And so this is something that happens almost every year, which is a reason why prices traditionally go up every spring and summer.
And I did want to talk a little bit about spring versus winter blends. Frankly, I wasn't really aware about all of that until not too long ago. Could you tell us what the different blends are? And I mean, we don't know about it. It's just we hit the same button on the gas pump.
Yeah, you know, what we have going on here is there's two main products, and they vary by season. In the wintertime, we use a gasoline that doesn't have to meet strict air pollution limits. And so that type of gas has cheaper ingredients that generally cause us to get slightly less miles per gallon. And then in the summer, as we warm up, the EPA begins mandating that we have to use cleaner burning gasoline. So it emits less pollution, but those ingredients that go into that type of gas cost more to produce. And so refineries are passing down the increase that they have to pay for those more expensive ingredients to motorists. And that's something that happens. We have to pump the summer gasoline beginning June 1 is the latest that retailers must start pumping it. And we use it all summer. And the only pro for motorists about summer gas is that we generally get slightly better miles per gallon out of summer gas. But the cons are is that it costs more to produce.
Wow. So we shouldn't, furrow our brows at the gas station owners, because when you were talking a moment ago about costs and margins, they're just following their costs and margins with crude oil prices and what's coming into the station. I mean, they have to raise it to meet their bills.
Exactly. You know, stations are just reselling gasoline. They have to pay for it as well. And when they see their costs go up, unfortunately, they have to raise their price. I mean, businesses can't survive. There would be no gas stations if they all lost money selling gas. And so stations looked at what they pay for gas, and they realized that they were losing money. And so that's why we saw this increase, because essentially, since we live in a free market economy, the price is set by us. Because, you know, as we increase our demand, basically, you have traders on Wall Street that are buying gasoline based on our demand for it. And so when our demand goes up, there's a limited amount of gasoline available. And when we need more, essentially, we have to pay more. It's the laws of supply and demand. Think of it like an eBay auction. Everybody wants it, and that pushes the price up.
Sure. What about supplies? That's the question. What about supplies? Is that part of what we're up against here?
It certainly is. You know, last week Wednesday, the Department of Energy reported that inventories of gasoline were down 9 million barrels compared to the same time last year. Now, there's 42 gallons in each barrel. That's a lot of gasoline compared to where we were last year. And the reason why gasoline inventories are lower this year is because we're seeing an increase in demand. And so it's very concerning to see such a difference in inventories, such a large drop, because our demand is higher. And so there's more risk that we will continue to see drawdowns in inventories. And so essentially supply is dropping, and that's why prices are rising, because demand is rising as well.
What about unrest in the Middle East? Is that still a factor? I mean, early on, you know, we remember hearing people talking about that. Oh, you know, that's going to be part of the problem. Is that part of the problem, or the perception of the problem?
It certainly is part of the problem. You know, it's perception, and it is a real problem. You know, oil is globally traded. It's not something just consumed here in the United States. Everybody knows that. And when you upset the supply and demand picture, essentially what we had with Libya is that they produced about 2 million barrels of oil per day, which is a little over 2% of the world's crude oil supply. When you have 2% of the world's crude oil supply, that upsets the balance of supply and demand. And the countries that do receive that oil, which were typically European and Asian countries, they have to go knocking on the doors of other OPEC countries to see if they have additional oil. That increase in competition means that OPEC countries know they can sell at a higher price because there's more demand for it from their country. And so essentially the effect from Libya is real, that we were looking at a loss in supply, couple that with demand that is increasing to grow in countries like China. And that's certainly been a factor in gas prices lately. Not so much today, but it certainly was a few weeks ago.
And, you know, I love going on GasBuddy.com's website. I'm looking at it right now. And being able to, I also took a look at, tips on there for how to save money on gas. And, you know, it involves, and people can look that up at GasBuddy.com. They can find it just like I did. And finding the cheap gas is huge in this. I mean, if people didn't used to do it, now's the time to do it.
That's right. You know, even today, prices did go up to $3.89 overnight. Looking on our website, there's a Sam's Club 58 minutes ago that was charging $3.81. Speedway 39 minutes ago charging $3.83. So even now, I mean, there's a 6-cent difference. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but if you're a smart shopper, you always can find the cheapest gas. And why pay more is certainly a great question. You know, why do pay more? And so that's what we're around to do, is to help folks save on their gas. And certainly some great tips on the website, you know, just like driving conservatively. Sounds real easy and obvious, but not a lot of us do it anymore. We're in such a hurry. That really can go a long way as well.
Well, and you know, just thinking, well, when you find a station with cheap gas, work it into your map of where you're driving that day and get on over there. Patrick is always a huge fan of GasBuddy.com, and thank you for your time and helping us figure out what's going on.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. I urge you to go there and take a look. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.